you had to bring your work pail and your lunch to get out on the floor today. That was a really, really tough, hot, intense basketball game. I thought the first half it was two teams going at each other. Neither team shot well. Neither team had much going offensively. I thought it was dominated by the defense. And I was really pretty pleased with our team because in the past, when we have had difficulty scoring, we have gotten discouraged and had defensive breakdowns. I thought we worked through some of that in the first half. Second half, still having some problems operating offensively, and Tennessee started to make a lot of shots. They shot so much better in the second half. You know, when people start throwing it up there and it goes in, you know you're in trouble. We played these two games, Duke and Tennessee, two different kinds of teams. Duke, a deep sort of finesse team. Tennessee, they get in your grill and don't let you breathe. I thought that we needed to see different styles of play. I thought we needed to see what teams that are at the top of their game right now do. And we didn't match up in either of those. But I saw improvement today. I looked today, the thing that encouraged me the most was people that just competed, people that just decided to make plays. And you have one of those on my right. I thought Brittany stepped up and did some really positive things today. Tiffany, obviously, there are not a lot of teams that are good enough to take her totally out of her game and out of our plans. But when you double-team her with a team as physical and as good as Tennessee is, then it's going to make it really hard. And the only thing that can happen there is that other players step up, and we're just not quite mature enough to do that yet. But I liked our freshmen. I thought both Nikki Hughes and Brittany showed some really positive signs. I like the way Ernie Bailey competes game in and game out. We need to really get her to be more of an offensive threat. But it's early, and you play these kinds of games to get you motivated to go back to the practice court and work hard.
So when you have a poor shooting half like you did in the first half and only down by nine, what goes through your mind when you go into halftime to kind of correct it or at least look hopeful?
Well, I think we talked about, hey, that was a really good half defensively, because that's a team that's been averaging 80 points a game, and we did do some good things defensively, and as I mentioned, we didn't get discouraged. It was hard to operate offensively. It was physical. Our team needs to be a lot more fundamental in running plays, setting screens, reading defenses, and those are things that come with experience and things that come when you can't operate against a really good team. We knew that we would have trouble getting the ball because they're as good at pressure as any team in the country. But there's two things you can do when a team is pressuring. Put the ball and go to the floor, go to the hole. And Brittany did that a couple of times. And, again, we got to help each other get open. And we don't do that enough by setting good screens and making the right reads.
Yeah, Coach, an extension of that, the second half struggled in getting the ball inside a lot of
absolutely. I felt like Tiffany couldn't move. I mean, I felt like they were blocking every cut. They were making it very difficult. She's as quick as any player in the country at her position, but they took away some of the things that have worked for us. And Tiffany is a much better shooter than she gives herself credit for right now. I want her to take the first available shot. She broke open, and a lot of times her first instinct is to go to the rim. And that's only going to mean one more person is going to be there to defend you. So it's a different situation for somebody that's playing inside with their back to the basket than it is for the guards. So a lot of times I think, and Tiffany's frustrated. There was no question she was with the right to be. But she's got to be as confident in her face-up shots as she is in her ability to go to the rim, and it's something that she's worked hard on and something that we'll get better at. The coaches are saying, take the first shot. Don't try to go into the double team. Don't try to go to the rim because they know that's her tendency, and they're going to take that away.
Yeah.